this record is not just, you know, sort of crossing over. It really is a reflection of three separate generations of Russian music in exile and protest.
Well, I mean, we live in a time which, for me, this music just speaks, you know, every bit as much now as it did, you know, 50 years ago or 70 years ago. So we have conversations all the time. I mean, Chris is an NPR host, so he has to be careful, you know, what he says. I don't have to be so careful politically, but we all have to be careful. It's amazing to me when people hear about this album. I hear all kinds of conspiracy sort of, you know, ideas, you know, that, oh, be careful, you know, they're not going to let you over the border if you play up the Pussy Riot arrangement too much or something on the album. And it's hard to believe in this day and age that we still have to be careful of that. And we have to protect our values and our priorities and, you know, just freedom of speech, freedom of music, freedom of expression. And, I mean, it's really quite serious issues. I mean, Pussy Riot was imprisoned, you know, in
for this song.
For this song, and one of them, I believe, passed away in prison. And I mean, it's life and death.
Shostakovich, even to go further back, as much as he was portrayed in various journals and books as a very quiet and exceedingly paranoid fellow, I mean, he literally had his suitcase packed and ready at all times for the moment that the secret police would be taking him away. His wonderful quote is, even if they cut off my arms and legs, I will still compose with a pen in my teeth. So a very impassioned advocate for artistic freedom.
Funny that you mentioned the vocalese, because I, in fact, when we decided to add it to the program, I had not played it before, which is a bit strange. You know, it's something you play when, especially when you're young. You must play that piece. And Chris suggested we add it to the program, and he advised me. He said, "Don't listen to any cellists playing that piece. Only listen to Russian singers." And it was wonderful advice.
Troika features Matt Heimovitz and Christopher O'Reilly. Do you guys get requests for your arrangements? Do you have, whether they're appearing on From the Top or your students, Matt, do you guys get requests to go, gosh, I want to play this?
I get requests all the time. My students ask me for the arrangements, and then I'll give them one of them, and they'll look at it, and they'll say, maybe next year I'll do that. We do get requests for it. It's hard to get the legal rights to these things often, especially
to get
with
them
pop.
In print. Yeah.
So it's hopefully one day we can put it all together, and it's really, in a way, it's a whole new repertoire for cello and piano.
It brings up the whole process of arrangements between us. You know, I initially took credit for the arrangements, for instance, on Shuffle Play Listen, but even back then, and certainly now, I can be credited for putting the bare bones of the pieces together, and then it's a matter of Matt picking up the ball and running with it as far as the cello part is concerned, making it absolutely impossible for anybody else in the world to play them except him. So, yeah, I think handing these arrangements off to other cellists is almost a sabotage.
That would be fun. Fun to hear other people try.
Well, guys, we're looking forward to, I know, Chris, you're going to be in Indianapolis soon, and Matt, you're all over the place, so we hope to run into you soon, and we'll see you on the radio.
Great.
Thanks, John.
Thanks so much.